Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's for Roll on a Bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out, the bad seed, the burger, the bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, direct in traffic, some kind of fashion show get-up. Should it be along with the Tutty and Tater King himself? The founder of the Isle Seed Podcast, the rights holder of the Seed of Integrity, and the Put It With a Golf Guru, Carver High, this afternoon on a St. Forelli's Day. The luck of the Irish with you, Carver High. Also, Mafia running it with Luke Hamilpada. Fresh off of nudity and debauchery at a bachelor party at Killington with the snow bunnies and hot tub romances and Veuve Clicquot and Reefer Madness. It is a Misery Monday. The rundown is Coach Young later in the final hour, but in this first hour, a double shot with Morenci and then the double shot with the coach, talking rack, obviously. Well, it's set, and you know what's really unavoidable is people asking you wherever you go today, who do you think's going to win the NCAA tournament? Have you filled out a bracket? A guy asked me. He said, Pharrell, did you do a bracket? And I said, I'd rather go to lunch with my ex-wife. I mean, honestly, like, who? Like, I just, who's going to win? Now, I'm sure that we have people here that have already figured out every game. And they're 100%. They'll get every game right. I mean, they're just fantastic cappers. Like, just the most amazing predictions you've ever seen. Like, can't wait to see them all just win every single bet. I'm looking forward to that, especially later this week when we do shows down at the network studios. We'll see everyone's brackets that they've gotten every game right, every bet right. But is there anything worse in television history than watching people on the day after the selections they do every pick of every game, of every region, of every single matchup. And then if you turn a channel, it gets worse because it's everywhere. It's like I even saw the guys like Christopher Reeve's son doing predictions on Good Morning America this morning when I came home from playing basketball. I'm like, wait a minute. What does this guy have to do with sports? Like, is he now a sportscaster? Is he's picking games now, this guy, telling me who's going to win the regions? Nobody knows anything. You know what I did? I read an article today about, Mike, the seeds of, like, the history of this tournament. And, I mean, it's enough to make you dizzy. It's enough to make you end up in a rubber room.
Well,
like, if you went by the trends of the seeds in the history of this tournament, it's like reading the Bible. It's War and Peace. You'll be reading about it for days. Like, oh, what, you know, the number 5 has never won the tournament. Like, oh my God, I can't even stand it. Here's what I want to do. I want to watch the games.
Yeah.
That's it. And I want to bet on them as they come. I'm not picking anything. I'm not predicting. I know nothing. I have no idea who's going to win anything. I don't.
No, I understand that. And happy Monday to you. The madness is here, as you just said. It's here.
It's here.
Everywhere. It's unavoidable. It's everywhere that you turn.
It's huge.
A couple things off of what you just said. Number one, you're right. And I have already seen they shouldn't even play. It's over. Florida's already won.
Oh, yeah.
Florida's won the tournament. Like, there's really no point in playing these games over the next 3 weeks because
the title.
They have already won the Florida Gators. I mean, man, you talk about a team that's just getting, you know, everybody's picking. I mean, Florida's winning. Oh, Florida's the best team. Okay. All right. We'll see.
Right.
In fact, you know, we'll see how that all goes. And like you just said, it's such a difference nowadays from I remember. I know we're doing an old back in my day thing I'm about to do here. But 20 years ago, 20, 25 years ago, there wasn't – we have so much more data now and social media and everybody's looking for that edge and everybody's looking for
betting.
That there is just – you can get swallowed up with all of it. This team's overseeded, underseeded, this seed against this seed against that, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I remember where we just – give me the bracket. I've watched these two teams play. That team sucks and that team's good. I'm taking that team. And now it's just all – now it's just – well, you don't understand, though. That team's a 12, and that – and the 12's been every – no, no, no. You know, it's gotten a little out of the weeds now with some of the stuff that
it's
goes on.
It's out of control. And then last week we were talking about with Gabe, like, he wants it to be even bigger. Like, isn't it big enough?
I think we're just where we are. Me and you have said this for a while. I don't see why you need more. Then 68, I think that 68's a pretty big number that they've got cooking there. So you still got problems at 68, you know, and teams that probably shouldn't be in. I'm sure we're going to spend time on the North Carolina stuff. You know, it's
Gee,
nice.
You think?
It doesn't look too shady when your athletic director is the chair and he's getting an extra 110 grand in his pocket because they make the tournament. You know, that stuff doesn't look shady at all. But he wasn't in the room.
I don't believe for a minute anything that they said about him. I don't believe a word of it. I don't believe any of their holier-than-thou bullshack that he's taken out of the room and he doesn't vote on and everything else. You know, but he slept with them for months on end, didn't he, with everyone that was in the room? Yeah. I mean, he's got influence over everyone in the room. He's the head of the whole G-damn thing. I mean... He's the chair. He's in charge. So they're like all sucking up to him. Listen, I don't even care about his broke ass. No one cares about him.
Right.
Let me just say this. I've never heard of him. I don't care if he vanished tomorrow and they sent him to San Salvador. Like, honestly, here's the deal. North Carolina did not deserve to be in the tournament.
No.
Based on everything that they stand by when it comes to who they decide goes with quad 1, 2, 3, and 4. And that's just all there is to it. They had one quad 1 win. That was it. West Virginia had 6. Indiana had 4. West Virginia had 5 of the 6 on the road. West Virginia had 4 of the 5 were ranked teams that they beat. And they didn't get in. And now I think the governor saying he's going to sue the NCAA is now hillbilly time in West Virginia.
Right.
Why don't you calm down, sir, and go have some whiskey? It's St. Patrick's Day. You're not winning a lawsuit because your team didn't get into the NCAA tournament. That was one of the phoniest things I've ever heard in my life today, that he's going to sue the NCAA because they didn't get in. Shut up.
Stop. He did a big press conference today.
So
he had a
what?
Big press conference. The governor, the attorney general, they're all standing there. Like,
no one's ever heard of him.
Gonna be a
here's how big
Listen,
West Virginia is. Let me just show you. You know,
I know.
Like, can I do a – here's a P. Okay, you see that little P? P in a pod.
Yeah.
That's the state of West Virginia. You can drive through West Virginia in 30 minutes.
No doubt.
I'm surprised.
Now look, there's
I'm
two
surprised
things.
It's a state, and I loved it. I'm from Pittsburgh. I love West Virginia, but let's not forget its place in the grand scheme of things. They got no juice.
There's two things that, for me, off of yesterday, need to change, and we'll talk about them later in the show. Number one, enough with the athletic directors on these committees. Go and get Palm and DeCourcy and Lenardi. Go throw all them in a room and let them go figure out who's supposed to be in the tournament. I'm tired of athletic directors. And number two, I'm tired of the conference championship games meaning absolutely nothing. They must have seeded that tournament 5 days ago. Michigan won the Big Ten tournament. I mean, and they got absolutely no juice for doing it.
They're the 5.
I mean, it's just It's like the team they beat was a 3. Like, what? Why have the tournament if it means nothing?
I have a problem that they let 14 SEC teams in. I just don't think that should be allowed either.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You can catch Sports Rage weeknights at 10 East on our TV and radio outlets. We get Morenci for a double shot every day from Vancouver on C2C. Gabe, good to see you. Hope you had a good weekend. The North Carolina conspiracy with them getting in. And, you know, I've been reasonable about it. All I've said is that I put West Virginia first, that they should have been in, not North Carolina. And then with my Hoosiers, I said they – all I've said is that they were better than North Carolina as well. When it boiled down to it in quad 1, 2, they had 4 wins. They had 0 losses in quad 3 and 4. And North Carolina had 1 win and they had nothing but disaster in 2, 3, and 4. And all I know is they let them in. I thought West Virginia should have got in for sure. I knew Indiana wasn't going to get in when I saw the first couple of play-in games that were announced, that they weren't one of them. When I saw those evaporate, I knew they weren't going to the Midwest. I knew they weren't going to be the 11 in the Midwest. Then I knew they weren't going. So I was like, all right, well, then I knew they wouldn't go to the NIT either because they're stuck up. They still think they matter, even though it's been years since they mattered. Their blue blood status has been evaporated. And I tweeted yesterday, who's the next hack coach are they going to screw the program up even further with? But there is no way you can sell me on North Carolina over West Virginia. No way. I will lose my mind.
No, I understand the frustration of people, especially, you know, that with the head of the committee being the North Carolina athletic director, it doesn't look good. But I've said this for years, Scott, and I'm not going to get upset about the 69th, 70th, 71st best teams in the country. This is the problem when I talk about expansion with the college football playoffs. It'll be the same thing, right? You're going to make it 14 teams, you know, the 15 teams get a bitch. You want to make it 16, then the 17 team is going to complain. West Virginia wasn't winning a national championship. Indiana wasn't winning a national championship. Indiana, and you guys talked about it last week, Indiana were in tough spot once Texas looked good. And there were other teams that were playing that were on the bubble that were winning basketball games. So I thought Indiana were going to get
15
in.
15 games. Until, and they got into the tournament. They're the most losses ever allowed in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, well, listen, it is what it is. But does it really matter? I mean, is it worth, like, I'm not going to rage about it. You know, it's like I said, they're mediocre teams. You know, West Virginia have a lot bigger problems in their state than their basketball team not making the tournament. So if the governor wants to waste his time grandstanding,
as I stated, like
about a 19-win team.
No one even knows who he is.
Listen, I think the 22 wins, whatever, you know, you get over 20, it sort of looks better. The fact that they're blue bloods, but really, I'm not going to lose sleep whoever plays in the freaking play-in game. Like, really, I don't care. I will say this, though, Scott. I thought the committee and the North Carolina stuff, I get it. You know what I mean? We want to screw West Virginia. I sympathize with the kids, the players on West Virginia. But the committee as a whole, I thought did a pretty terrible job, actually. And I'm not one of these, like, basketball nerds that freaks out about this stuff normally. But I've said it before. You and I agree with it. The conference tournaments don't mean anything. Point blank. Auburn lost 3 of their last 4 games. Why are they the first overall 1 seed?
How is that possible?
The Michigan Wolverines just won the Big Ten tournament, Scott. Didn't they just beat Wisconsin?
They got nothing for it.
They got a five seed. Wisconsin's a 3 seed.
And
Louisville makes it to the final. Louisville makes it to the final of the ACC. You're an 8 seed. Gonzaga's top 10 in, like, every metric. They're an 8 seed.
And they have their worst year ever.
Yeah, I could go on. Like, think of it if you're Michigan, Scott. So, like, what are we getting punished for? Well, I don't know. Oh, we lost twice to Michigan State in the last 2 weeks. God forbid.
They're being punished because Dusty May didn't go back to Indiana to take the Hoosiers out.
But of all teams, this guy, like, and I even posted before, like, right when Selection Sunday started, I said, the one team nobody wants to get is UC San Diego. And lo and behold, the Michigan Wolverines. Think about that if you're Michigan. You win the Big Ten, you get UC San Diego. We're on like a 15-game win streak. Number one team against the spread in the country. And if you survive that, you get Texas A&M right after. Look at if you're Houston. That's what I'm talking about. Like the overall one seed. If you're the Houston Cougars, you've had a dominant year. Once again, you're going to have to probably play Gonzaga in your second game, Scott. Like, I thought the committee seeding was whack, bro. The Oregon Ducks are a five seed. How are Oregon a five seed and Michigan a five seed? And get this. So Michigan are a five seed, guys, yet they have to go to Denver and play like one of the last games of the night in the West Coast time zone against a team from California that's used to the West Coast time zone. Meanwhile, the Oregon Ducks are a five seed, Scott. They get put in Seattle, Washington. Like, that's like a reward for them.
Yeah, but you have to admit that Carver High and I love the watching the UC San Diegos and the West Coast Conference teams, the Big West teams, and the Irvine Anteaters and all the rest. But when they play a behemoth like Michigan, they're going to get their ass beat one way or the other. Michigan's not losing to them.
No, I don't think so either. And I'm glad, actually, that the public and that the basketball hipsters like UC San Diego as much as they do. Seth Davis picked them.
He picked every upset in America. He's doing a show right now with the eight biggest upsets. Just shut up. Here's the deal. Talk about something that matters other than his crappy picks. But let's look at the Michigan kid going end to end in 3 seconds and shooting a layup, and nobody stopped him. Like, I'm watching the game with my buddy, and I thought, because I was hammered, and I was like, did that just happen?
Hey, they were 14-1 to win the Big Ten tournament coming into that. They were plus one.
Could you believe that kid, how fast he shot that layup? Like, I thought he took three steps the whole court, and it was in.
It was amazing, too. Nobody in Wisconsin, like, really got in his way. They kind of moved out of his way.
He just let it go right in.
He's gone. I don't think he thought he was going to be able to pull it off, but Michigan pulled that off years ago. I've said it. Michigan are a really good Big Ten tournament team. I think they get past UC San Diego, and for betting purposes, the numbers already come down. It was 3.5. It briefly hit 4.5 for a second, and now it's settled in at 2.5 right now, as UC San Diego will be one of the trendier picks of the week. But Michigan are going to beat them, and I think Michigan will beat Texas A&M after.
Most people can't name one player on that team, or the coach, or their nickname. Most of them, they have no idea what they're betting on. They're just stupid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, we're talking to Morenci. Will you be watching your Dodgers at 3 a.m. in Vancouver when they play the Cubs for the next 2 days without Mookie Betts, who's lost 15 pounds during his brief illness?
Yeah, it's too bad for Mookie Betts, not going to play in these two games. Last year, Scott, I made it through the first game. And the second game, I fell asleep, like, after, like, the fourth or fifth inning. And it starts at 3 a.m. for me. I would almost prefer if it was 6 a.m. and you just sort of get up, because 3 a.m. is a real in-between for me. I usually go to bed around 3 a.m. That's sort of like the, you know, that's the general area of the time I usually shut it down during the week. So I'll watch the, you know, we'll take it inning by inning.
You go to bed at 3 and you wake up at what time? Like 10 to 12? Because you go on at 12:15 with me.
I wake up like kind of early. I'll wake up, I try to wake up at like 9-ish type thing. You know, with the West Coast, the rest of the world is ahead of you, right? So, you know what I mean? I wake up at 9 and things have already happened because it's 12.
You're not having people in the lead.
Well, look at today. Yeah, well, today was a good example, Scott. I actually had Rory McIlroy. I didn't take him before the tournament started. I liked him, but I didn't do it. But on Friday night, I said, you know what? I like Rory. He's like plus 350 now or whatever. I'm going to take him. And, of course, it ends up going into a playoff. But 9 o'clock Eastern, Scott. It was 6 o'clock right. Pacific. Like, I wasn't staying up or getting up for three holes. You know what I'm saying? So I missed it. F1 sucks too, bro. I'm a big F1 fan. And F1 is like, football is really cool. I love, like, you know what it's like. Pacific time zone is the best for sports.
5 a.m. for those races.
Oh, it's the worst for your F1, time. Scott. Oh, it's brutal. And it's always that. Like, it's always in, like, Asia or Europe. Right. It's always the worst time, 5:30 a.m., 6:30 a.m. It's never a good time.
I watch it in Vegas, right? Like, so I'm in Vegas, and I'm
yeah, that's
waiting.
Cool. Saturday
I
night,
got a
at 6
a.m. flight, and I stay up, and I watch F1, and then I go straight to the airport. I like it. I think it's a cool sport. I'm not any kind of a aficionado. I know, like, I know several of the drivers now. I know their names, at least, which is more than I can say for NASCAR. I don't know any of them. Like,
NASCAR is boring, bro.
It's awful.
Like, dude, like, I bet on the NASCAR race yesterday. It was like 5 hours, man. Like, I'm watching other games. I'm watching basketball.
What's wrong with you?
I tune back in, and they're all like lap 67 of 550 or something. I'm like, dear God, you guys have been doing this for 2 hours. You're only in the 67 lap? Like,
it's awful.
Like, F1, Scott, is it can't go longer than 2 hours. It's like, basically, if you don't finish, you don't finish. Like, and these guys don't play around, bro. Like, they're, like, flying around the track. They don't overdo it. It's, like, 50 laps. You know what I mean? 70 laps.
And the tracks are crazy. They're fun. They're bizarre.
They're going around.
NASCAR,
you want to see them do it. Exactly.
The same
you want to
thing.
See, oh,
it's so awful.
How, like, is he going to handle the corner? You're right. NASCAR is just around and around and around and around.
I can't take it. I've been to 50 races, and I literally have been in the infield of 50 races. I've never once watched a lap. All I've done was party and get drunk. Are we on the air? We are.
It is a good time going.
I never cared
it's
about
too long,
NASCAR.
Though.
And Luke right now is leaving the set. He's quitting the job. He's going to quit because he's a NASCAR fan. He just walked out of the room at Lumen Technologies down there.
I think even Indy racing is more entertaining. The Indy League's really cool, too.
I have nothing to do with that. I like the Indianapolis 500. I've been to that, and I've actually seen that 13 times. I think it's cool as hell, but Indy Racing League or whatever it is, like, I don't even know what that is. I'm a grown man, bro. I watch hockey, basketball, football.
Hey, we bet on it all. We bet on it all.
There's something wrong with you. Like, let me guess, you're going to start betting on Korean baseball again? Have another COVID?
No, I bet. I'm not a big Korean. I never really was a big Korean baseball guy. I do bet on the Japanese league more, though. Hey, Hanshin Tigers beat the Dodgers.
Listening to guys on this network give me Korean baseball skinny. I wanted to stick a knife in my eyeball. Korean baseball, honest to Christ. I can't
take it. Scott? They play at like 3-4 in the morning, so like East Coast times. Like, degenerates like it. The overnight degenerate bet. If you're betting Korean baseball, just bet the over. The parks are small.
What? It's
a high scoring league. It's a high scoring league.
What is happening here?
Japanese league goes under, Korean league goes over, Scott.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so the field is set. It's very exciting. I have no idea what just happened. Was he trying to con me into betting on IndyCar racing, Korean, Japanese baseball? But I mean, what is happening? I can't even fathom. That guy just told me he bet on NASCAR. Like, what is happening to me here? I'm not happy.
He said he also got in on Rory late, right? Going into yesterday.
Who wouldn't have bet on Rory today in a playoff against Warren Spahn?
That guy, JJ Spuds, he had no shot.
What a
meltdown. When he went to put his head on the pillow last night, that was the end for him.
He didn't sleep.
It was the end for him. He had no shot. And honestly, Rory had the advantage because once Rory piped that first drive on 16 right down the middle, it was Goodnight the Lights for that guy. Because it was about, you could just tell.
How about that fat sandwich he hit on 16? You knew he was finished. And then his tee shot on 17. He still doesn't believe it went in the water.
I know. I heard him after. You know, I hit that so good. Dude, you hit it over the green. He didn't even. Yeah. Most guys hit it in the water on 17 short.
On the short side.
In front. This guy hit it over the green. He hit it with so much gas, but he hit it great, he says. So, look.
Whatever.
That's a tough spot for him. He's going up against Rory in a three-hole playoff. Like, that's not
on St. Patty's Day. Like, my buddy sent me a – what is this? I gotta tell you the name of this place. He sent me a picture today. Hold on. Where is it? Here it is. He sent me the Temple Bar in Dublin. Did you see this place today packed with people? I mean, you have never seen anything like it. It was 3 p.m. in Dublin, and there must have been 100,000 people at the Temple Bar in Dublin. I mean, there was 100,000 people. They were going down the street. I mean, it was the most unbelievable bar scene I ever saw in my life.
I have been in the Temple Bar many times in my life. I obviously have never been in there on St. Patrick's Day. My spot in the Temple Bar, by the way, if you ever go there, is Gogarty's. I like Gogarty's. They've got music on like three or four floors in that place. Great pint of Guinness. Fitzgerald's down the block does pour the best pint of Guinness in all of Dublin. But Gogarty's is my spot in the Temple Bar. I can imagine it was quite the scene today on the national holiday. Everybody loves St. Patty's getting involved here, as you can tell. And we'll be having a pint of Guinness tonight. After the shows, we'll have a Guinness.
I gotta wait till after the semifinal tonight for Hayden Most. A late night tip at 9:45.
What are they doing? Scheduling that on a high holy day? I mean, you gotta be kidding me. I mean, that's just not right whatsoever. That's the tournament field is set. We are ready. The brackets are here. 68 teams, of course, and that's the whole thing. Like, look at these guys. The graphics team at Sportsgrid, they got all sorts of great stuff for you today. But that is the big picture. Every team on that bracket. And by the time, you know, a couple weeks from now, we'll be filling in the bottom of it with a winner. A long road to the Final Four begins this week. Why don't we start with this last four in, last four out stuff. And, of course, the last four teams that are in the tournament, we have discussed a little bit. North Carolina, who's going to play the Dutch Oven and San Diego State in one of the play-in games, and then Texas and Xavier, who are in the other. Of course, North Carolina is the team that everybody has the biggest problem with because they were 1-12 in quad one games this year. Their athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, was on the chair of the committee, and it's now come out today that when they make the tournament, he gets an extra like $110,000 in his paycheck when that happens. You gave off all the metrics before. West Virginia has ridiculous amounts of quad one wins, especially some key ones on the road. I personally think Indiana had a better, and I was with you. I don't think Indiana deserved to be in, but I thought they had a better resume than North Carolina did going into this weekend. That's not the team that I thought would bump Indiana from being in the big dance, but we know how these things go, and sometimes there's more to it than just wins and losses. There's other things at play.
Well, obviously there's other things at play. Corruption in the highest order is what's in play. And let me tell you something. I don't care what anybody thinks, and I know they look good in a couple games, but, you know, Texas with 15 losses gets in. I mean, what is next? 20 lost teams? What is next? How can you lose 15 games and get into the NCAA tournament? I mean, just how's that possible? Like, I'm sitting here admitting, I'm like, Indiana was 19-12, whatever it was. And I said, they don't deserve to be in. And yet we're allowing 15 lost teams in because they play in the SEC. You know, that's some serious bullshack is what it is. It's absolute bullshack. And the North Carolina, I'm not going to keep repeating myself. They shouldn't be in the tournament. And they are. So, you know what's going to happen. They're going to win. They're going to win tomorrow against San Diego State. And You know, I'm not going to be surprised at all if Texas wins. And, you know, these other, now the thing that gets me is how, you know, and I wrote this on, I told you I wrote this on X. They have screwed up Indiana basketball so bad, they paid the football coach $8 million. That's how bad, $8 million a year for Cignetti. And meanwhile, they can't hire a basketball coach to save their ass that's ever going to make them matter again since Bob Knight won 3 national championships and the only undefeated season in college basketball history, 32-0 in 1976. They are no longer a blue blood. They no longer matter. And they have ruined Indiana basketball. They really have. And then what really gets me is that they stick their nose up to the NIT and any other tournament that wants them. Whereas, like, I come from the school of thought of, you know, I'm a baller. I want to play ball. I'm on that team. I want to go play in the NIT. Or I want to go play in the tournament in Vegas, the Crown, with the rest of the Big Ten teams that are going there. Like, I want to go play ball. But Indiana turns their nose up to all these tournaments every time. If they don't get in the NCAAs, shut it down. Their season's over. They just pack it in. And I think that's bullshack. And I guarantee you, everything I said about that administration and athletic department, I said these morons have ruined Indiana basketball. Bob Knight is turning in his grave at what they have done to Indiana basketball. It's embarrassing now. Are they really, like, I have to say this, just because I'm a jerk. You're really, you're going to hire the Drake coach? That's it. Yeah, you know what? What is next? What is that? You might as well hire me. I could coach him on a bottle of rum. Like, what is happening here? And now, what did I hear today? Mick Cronin's a favorite for the Villanova job, but Indiana doesn't want him.
Wow.
Oh my God. Don't get me started. Like, I can't even, I'm going to take my Indiana sweatshirt out in the backyard and burn it. I'm glad my son didn't transfer to Indiana. My daughter, you know what she said? I said, where are you going to school? She goes, I wouldn't go to that hillbilly school if you paid me. She called it a hillbilly school. And let me tell you something. West Virginia, they know about hillbillies too.
Look,
that governor down there having a press conference is the biggest hillbilly thing governor, I've ever seen in my life.
I will say, you're going to like, did you see what they called the NCAA? The National Corrupt Athletic Association?
Well, it is. It always has been.
So that's a pretty good job by the governor. Look, if the day comes where they hire Mick Cronin in Villanova and Indiana hires the Drake coach the same day, I'm calling out that day.
You and I need to be off that day. We need to go drink Guinness.
Out that day.
We'll have our own St. Patty's Day, Carver High.
If you've been screaming about Mick Cronin for months, and if Villanova comes and takes him out from under you while you're hiring this guy from Drake, that would be not a good scene around here. It's not a good scene.
The humanity of it all.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, you got to just say what you just said to me. Like, it's so embarrassing.
Well,
It really is. Honestly, just tell them what you just said to me. This is why this is demented and corrupt. Tell them what you just said to me.
The SEC got 14 teams in, and I get it. If you listen to these basketball people talk, it's the greatest conference in the history of college basketball.
No, it isn't.
The SEC is just so good. Texas and Oklahoma were 6-12 in conference play this year. 6-12. I don't care if they were playing the Knicks and the Lakers. Like, I don't care who they were playing. If you go 6-12 in your conference, Oklahoma's in an 8-9 game, and they win 6-12 in their conference. Like, there's a problem with the way that they've started to do these things. There's a problem with how, like, I feel like, too, like, I was saying to you this, so I said it real fast, and then you had to talk the game. They got to stop with these suits. It's like the football. These suits, athletic directors, crack crab and lobster, they're there for the meal. These people are there for their own agendas.
People?
They're there for their own agendas. And I'm telling you, the last couple of years, they have gotten so lazy. All of these people that make that committee, They must go in there on Wednesday, fill the whole board out, and then stuff their face for 4 days. Because these tournaments don't matter. Nothing matters that happens last week. Why have it? Get some people making these decisions that don't have ties to schools, conferences, or anything else. Get the people who watch the games.
So North Carolina did well in the ACC tournament, right? And got to the game against Duke. And they lost. And whatever, they lost by three. But they still got in. But it did matter because they played well and got in. And Texas played well and got in. And but, you know, this is supposed to be based on your alleged regular season and your alleged record in conference play and quad 1, 2, 3, 4 games during a regular season, and only judged on getting a bid like North Carolina State did last year by winning the ACC tournament and getting a automatic bid. I don't have a problem with conference tournaments being automatic bid tournaments. What I got a problem is when you let a North Carolina play a couple games and win and they suddenly get rewarded, or you're rewarding teams that go 6-12 in conference play as if the conference is so great and those games don't matter. Well, then what the F does Indiana's win at Michigan State at the Breslin Center, or their win against Purdue where they beat their ass? And isn't Purdue like a 4? They're a 4 seed. They beat their ass. Do you remember the second half? They put 48 on them. And then they don't get rewarded at all for those wins, but they get judged for losing to Oregon by 13 in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. What is the difference between Duke beating North Carolina by 3 or Indiana losing by 13? Or how about when Indiana was up 1 on Oregon and Eugene with 90 seconds left, and then the refs gave Oregon 15 free throws in the last 90 seconds? It to me. That's why the whole thing is bullshack. The whole thing is bullshack. I don't even care about it. Say something. I care about now individual games. That's it. I love the tournament. I love the NCAA tournament. I love every game starting tomorrow, every game. But this whole Selection Sunday show and all their brackets and everybody's entering bracket contests and hey, how many brackets did you fill out, Pharrell? Shut up. I don't do that. Look, I do games. I watch games. That's it. That's all I do. I don't.
It's about,
what am I going to win $50 million on some bracket challenge? Good effing luck. I might as well play the Powerball.
Look, the last thing I'll say about this, then I want to show you the brackets and we'll actually get to it, is I think what most people want, whether it's me, you, or anybody else, is we just want there to be some consistency. Like, one year...
There's none of that.
There's one year, there's a certain set of criteria and agenda to get a team into the tournament. And then the next year, the next set of suits gives you
it's
a different
about the SEC.
Set of criteria. You remember last year, they didn't let... who's the big kid in on Indiana State? Remember they didn't let them in because they said they didn't... The kid with the glasses. They didn't have enough quad one wins. That's what they said about Indiana State. And the other teams had better metrics. And then this year... It's the teams with more quad one wins didn't get in. West Virginia, Indiana, and the team with the better metrics did. Figure it out and have a uniform standard year to year. If you're going to put these dopey suits in there who pick the teams, give them a uniform thing that they have to look for, because they change their minds every year.
How about stopping this nonsense of these quad 1, 2, and 3, 4 games? Like they
correct.
They obviously don't matter. You win 6 of them, and then North Carolina wins 1 and gets in. You win 6-5 on the road, for Christ's sakes. They won 5 on the road of their 6 quad 1 win. Do you know how hard it is to win in that conference on the road? And then they get left out, and a 1-win quad win team in North Carolina. You know what that is? That's the name on the jersey, and that's them saying, we don't want these hill jacks from West Virginia in the tournament. That's exactly what it is. Like, we don't want these hillbillies. We want North Carolina. We want to be able to have commercials where we can sell North Carolina and the brand of North Carolina Duke basketball. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to let Duke play at home every year in Greensboro or in Charlotte or in Raleigh every single year that they exist so that they can get to the second weekend automatic. They play all home games. Who made that effing rule up? Like Christ Almighty, it's so corrupt, it's not even funny, and always has been. This has been going on since I was in college. The NCAA tournament is corrupt. It's as corrupt as anything in America. It's as corrupt as the mob. In fact, it's probably run by the mob. I mean, I'm not even making this up. Like,
it wouldn't surprise me.
It's ridiculous. Just give me the games and keep these fat people out of it. I hate these people.
I don't like them either. We'll come back.
That guy in North Carolina, I hope his wife cheats on him tonight.
Oh, Bubba.
Bubba, what a loser. Oh, my God, what a liar and a thief. What a con man he is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, and I just want to, last but not least, watching that phony ass, those two, that Bubba and that other, the brother, standing there yesterday on that selection show,
yeah,
explaining how Bubba wasn't in the room when we did the North Carolina choice. Like, I believe that for 1 minute. Are you kidding me? How phony ass were those two? What a bunch of losers. All right, give me the regions.
They never do that, but they did it this year because they knew that Bubba was going to be sitting there sweating. They knew that was going to be the first question they asked him was about North Carolina. By the way, I love Jay Wright a lot. He guy gave an awful answer about North Carolina, and then Jay sat there and goes, great answer. No, Jay, it wasn't a great answer. So Jay's already – we love Jay. I think he does a great job on TV. He did an awful job yesterday with the great answer after the guy talked about North Carolina. Jay's probably had steak dinner with that guy enough times. That's why he's not going to say anything bad about him.
It's christening.
All right, South. Let's start with the South because Auburn's the number one overall region here, number one overall seed, even though they lost three of their last four games. Auburn will play the winner of Alabama State and St. Francis, Louisville, Creighton, Michigan against UC San Diego, Texas A&M, and Yale. Ole Miss will play the winner of North Carolina and San Diego State. Iowa State will play Lipscomb, Marquette, New Mexico, and Michigan State against Bryant out of the America East, the South region for you.
Yeah, listen, you know, I guess the last time, frankly, that I think Michigan State was a two, they went to the, I think all three times they've been a two, they went to the Final Four. I think they're a really good team, a very physical team. And I think that, you know, I watched them lose in the Big Ten tournament. Anything can happen in these tournament games. Same as the NCAA tournament. Anything can happen. But they're not losing to Bryant. They're just too big and physical for Bryant. They're going to destroy them.
Yes, they are. The Auburn Tigers are the favorites for that, obviously, of the South region. I saw them at even money, actually, favorites to win the South region right now, with Michigan State the second choice.
How could I take them the way they're losing? They've lost three of four, and they're the number one overall seed in the tournament, and that makes no sense to me either. How do you lose three of four and you're rewarded? Here we go again. And like, this is insanity.
And you sent me that clip of Pearl basically saying, why would I be panicked? You know, we lost a 3-1 and a 4 best teams in the country.
Well, that means that any good team can beat them.
They are not invincible. They can be beaten by the right team on the right day. Now
they will be beaten. They're not going to win it.
Look, I don't know when it's going to be. Could it be the first weekend? Maybe not. You know, the hard part for them is that if Louisville wins, they got to play Louisville in Kentucky, which is
Against Chucky Hepburn.
You know, and that Louisville team's got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder because they feel like they were screwed being an eight in this tournament. So that could be dicey for Auburn playing basically a road game as a one seed against Louisville in the second round if they get there.
Turnaround for Louisville from last year when they went 1-50.
That's you're right. A hell of a job by
hell
them.
Hell of a job. Great recruiter.
He's a great recruiter, indeed. So there you go. And if you like Louisville to beat them, maybe you'd like them at 18-1 to win the West region. You never know. You get on the South, excuse me. You get on a little bit of a roll. Anything is possible. That's for sure. All right, the East. Give you the East next. We'll roll over there. Of course, the one seed in the East is going to be Duke, who's going to play the winner of American and Mount St. Mary's, Mississippi State, Baylor, Oregon Liberty, Arizona, Akron. It's too bad these two are playing each other, BYU and VCU, because I liked both of them to maybe make some noise. And, of course, they're playing each other. Wisconsin against the Grizzlies, St. Mary's against Vandy, and Alabama is going to play Bobby Moe in the first round. Not a good draw for Bobby Moe after winning the Horizon Tournament.
Yeah, they're going down. They're not beating Alabama. You know, I think that a couple of interesting games there, believe it or not, are BYU, VCU, and I'm going to say it. The Arizona-Akron game. Akron is really good. They're tough as hell. And I mean to tell you, I think, you know, I saw a lot of people saying that Arizona was going to beat Duke. They better worry about beating Akron before that. See, this is what people do. They're like, they're just going to move right through and cut their way to, you know, Duke. And they're going to – they just have it all – everybody has it all figured out. You have it all figured out until your girlfriend is sleeping with the guy on the other team, you know, the night before the game. That's when you really find out what you're made of.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.